Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You'll have won a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler, You're My Best Friend Tour, Saturday, September 27th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. This show is exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condor and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. You heard the music. It's 4 o'clock. You know what time it is. A little Beltway Blitz action will start on the diamond. Play-by-play voice of the Nationals, Dave Jagler, joins us. Jags, I literally, before I clicked you to come up on the phones, I heard thunder outside. Okay. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a little wet here just down the street from you guys at Nationals Park. The tarp is on the field. There's been some heavy downpours off and on. So we may be here a while. But right now the game is still on. A couple of Nats pitchers are warming up in the bullpen, which is covered by the overhang in right field. So we have baseball activity. But right now, hopefully this will get out of here so we have real baseball.
How important was it for them to win 2-3 in Anaheim, come back off a 4-5 road trip, just get away from home after some of the struggles that they'd had on that losing streak and go 4-5 on the road trip?
Yeah, I mean, Toby, it was a good trip, but you still felt like it could have been better, if that makes sense. I mean, considering how bad the homestand was, I mean, I think you would have signed up for 4-5, but they were right there to go 6-3 or 7-2. I mean, just a play here or there, and the one-run games that got away against the Dodgers and the Padres, and maybe it's an even better trip. But I thought they played a better brand of baseball, but they have a big hole to dig out of because, you know, just to erase an 11-game losing streak, you've got to have a good month or two of baseball. I mean, 11 games is tough to make up due to, you know, relative to 500, and they've got to dig themselves out of it.
Jags, four intentional base on balls obviously is exceptional. That's not commonplace. It's not going to happen, you know, on a nightly basis. But teams pitching around James Wood probably is. I certainly, if I'm a team who needs the win, I'm not going to let him beat me. I'd much rather take my chances, even though Luis Garcia's been swinging it better with him or Nathaniel Lowe or Josh Bell or somebody else. I don't really have a great question other than We might see more of this, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one team and that was an exception. I mean, it hasn't happened in one game in 20 years. But your point is that, you know, teams are going to pitch him carefully. And that's been going on all year. I mean, every pre-series meeting, the name James Wood is the one that's circled or highlighted. Now, you know, the only kind of similar thing we've seen in Nationals history was the infamous Bryce Harper, Joe Maddon Cubs series in 2016, where he walked like 13 times, including six in one game, and Ryan Zimmerman was sitting behind him. He was struggling, and Zim had a tough series. Well, if you remember, after that series, Harper himself kind of went into a funk. And so the key to me for James is to not, you know, lose his aggressiveness or change his approach, because, you know, just, you, well, I assume they're not going to, I assume they're going to walk me, or I assume they're going to pitch carefully. And then you miss the one pitch that you have to do damage. The beauty, the amazing thing about Barry Bonds, if you think back to all the intentional walks, he might go, he might in an entire game see one pitch that he could do damage with. And he didn't miss that pitch. He didn't take it. He didn't foul it off. You've got to be ready to hit that pitch. And so for James, if teams are not, if they're going to, you know, throw some bait out there, yeah, you don't want to swing it at garbage, swing at junk. But if someone comes in with a pitch in the zone, be ready to hit it and don't miss it.
Staying with James Wood, he made his debut a year ago today. What's impressed you the most watching him for a year of baseball in the bigs?
I mean, the whole demeanor. Like, I went up to him today and I said, you know, hey, happy one-year anniversary. I'm like, do you feel, you know, I mean, you've seen so much, you've grown so much. He goes, no, I kind of feel the same. He's the same every day. Like, there are no highs, there are no lows, whether he's hitting 450-foot home runs or getting called out on pitches below his knees. He's not slamming batting helmets or yelling at umpires. When I am on the air, I'm saying, he's got high knees. These are not strikes, and he's getting punched out on pitches that aren't. He stays the same every day, which is remarkable to me to have that kind of poise and maturity at such a young age and such limited big league experience. It's the same approach every day, and that's obviously working for him.
Jags, I hope we get to hear you on the air tonight, my friend. Really appreciate the time, as always.
I hope so, too. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you, buddy. There he goes. That is Dave Jagler, play-by-play voice of the Nationals. Let's hit the sounder for the Local 53. By God, that's Chris Russell. Wandering around in the thunderstorms. It's dangerous outside.
I don't get what he's doing out here.
I don't know what he's doing. It's, you're taking your life into your hands. It's thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring you guys potato chips.
There's a big bag of potato chips. Well, not only this bag right here to my left.
Because that bag's empty. That's
yeah,
mean.
I already ate those potato chips.
There's a big bag of potato chips out in the bullpen area, I believe is what you guys call it, those of you that work here.
Mm-hmm.
it's never been called that in the history of radio. So I just wanted to bring you guys some potato chips. They're a little bit soggy, but hopefully you can understand that the effort, the thought is what counts.
Absolutely. We talked about this yesterday. I want to get you your chance to weigh in on this. What's the floor and the ceiling for Ben Sinnott this coming year? What's the role going to look like?
Because I find it hard to believe Zach Ertz is going to be able to stay healthy for another 18-ish game season as he did last year, I think it's going to be a bigger role. What I worry about is they don't seem to love what they got out of him from a cerebral kind of standpoint. I heard some things about that. I don't know exactly what is true. And maybe it was just a rookie kind of struggling to grasp everything, and I'm sure he'll be better this year. But I do think he'll have more catches. I think he'll have a bigger role. Remember, he had that one touchdown on the Taylor Swift play or whatever it was. He had a big catch on a fullback flat route on a third and one at MetLife Stadium that I loved. I loved the play design and how they set it up. But outside of that, there just wasn't a whole lot there. So I would expect, you know, I mean, 20-ish catches somewhere in that range. Two touchdowns? I mean, can you give me that? Can you be sort of, you know, I heard you, Danny, talking yesterday how they were parading around calling him, you know, basically 50% Kyle Juszczyk, 50% George Kittle. I need to see 50% of, like, I don't know, Ben Sinnott this year before I even worry about those guys.
Give me 12% of those guys at this point.
Do you buy defensively what they're trying to do where they improve the secondary and then they beefed up front, but I don't know that any of these guys are particularly great run defenders? Do you think the defense is going to be better?
I think it'll be better because of what they did in the secondary overall and ultimately, and I think they have better depth. And remember how much St. Houston, I was just watching a highlight of the Atlanta game and Michael Davis was out there after not playing forever. And I mean, he's just getting torched. I mean, look, they have to be better back there. But how much better will they be, even though their talent and their depth is better because of what we all believe will be probably a hit and miss pass rush unless other guys step up, and maybe other guys will step up. Maybe Kinlaw will come into his own and have 8 or 9 sacks or something like that in an aggressive scheme with Joe Witt and Dan Quinn. I don't know. But here's the bottom line. I do know this. I do think they got bigger, more physical, more stouter at the point of attack. That should help you in terms of creating more second and nines, second and tens, maybe second and 11s that should help you third and longer, third and eight, third and nine, that type of thing, which should theoretically help your pass rush, one, and it should theoretically help your secondary as well. So I think it's all kind of in concert with each other. What I worry about is, you know, what happens if a guy like Kinlaw does go down, right? And you, and say he was having the breakout campaign that they paid him for. With John Allen gone, with Dante Fowler gone, and say you lose Javon Kinlaw, what then?
Well, and also linebacker to me. Like, if one of either Frankie Louvre or Bobby Wagner goes down, they preach Jordan McGee, but he was also a late-round pick.
And he was hurt a lot last year.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting defensively if you were to lose someone, like you're saying. I don't know that they're as deep as they maybe think they'd
be. Yeah, I think they're deeper in the secondary. I think we could all agree on that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it, and they're different. I've just been saying all offseason, they're deeper in the secondary, I think they're better, and they're different on the defensive line. Doesn't mean they're better,
but
they're different.
What I want to get to is they clearly prioritized, and I know Kevin Sheehan's been pumping his fist about this, stopping the run.
Mm-hmm.
That's obvious. I mean, you forget about what's said. Look at the moves. It's, as you said, it's Kinlaw, it's Wise, it's Eddie Goldman. They wanted to be bigger and more muscular up there, which that's a priority. I'm kind of going, what's your reaction to that? So this is a two-parter. One, they said we're going to stop the run, and maybe that's the way to get after the passer or help the pass defense too. And two, or B, whichever one you want to decide, why do you have a fork in your front breast pocket?
Oh, I forgot about this.
Defense first, fork second.
All right. So yes, I think the whole idea is, again, creating more second and nine, second and 10. You know, your favorite play when teams actually run the ball on first down and first and 10 and they get 1 yard, right? That's what you're trying to do as a defense, right? So if you could force more second and nines, third and eights, second and 11s, whatever the case might be, I do theoretically think that makes the rest of your defense's job a little bit easier, right? The quarterback tends to maybe grip a little bit longer, right? You can get more aggressive in your calls. You can get more, less predictable. You can pin your ears back. Yes, you could pin your hair. But you could pin your ears back a little bit more. So yes, I think it's like improvement of the pass rush and the defense by shoring up the one thing that I got to be honest with you. Every coach that I've covered, and you know I have an affinity for defensive coordinators,
Danny. I do know that.
Every coach that I've covered said, you know, and this was 10 years ago and 15 years ago and 1 year ago and 2 years ago, every coach said, stop the run, stop the run, stop the run, stop the run, and it makes everything better and easier. So I assume that's what they're subscribing to that. Will it work? I don't know. Here's what I know. When I watched Jonathan Allen play last year, and he looked okay, like fairly good coming back from the injury and whatnot, he was 280 pounds. He was getting pushed around. And if Daron Payne doesn't ever really step up, and I'm not talking about having that big contract year like he had 3 years ago so he got paid. I'm talking about Daron Payne where he's a consistent anchor and a force. If he doesn't step up, this defense is probably going to be 20-ish, maybe 22-ish, somewhere in that range.
Rooster, I'm glad that you were down in the Navy Yard so we could bring you in here and out of the storm.
Enjoy the wet chips.
Yeah, good luck with the fork, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's talk some
Wizards. I forgot about that. The fork is so that I could eat a cold cut sandwich that I brought in from my son that I don't need the fork for anymore.
Yeah, that's how I cold
it's
cuts.
Weird. I'm going to put it right back.
That was
here.
Worth it.
Yeah. I have follow-ups, but I'm not going to do that. Beltway Blitz. Wizards, please. Our pal Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports, to talk about the Wiz. Chase, before we get to free agency and kind of what's going on with the Wizards, big picture, you're a guy that's so plugged in and knowledgeable about the association. Why is the free agent market, I don't want to say it's dead, but it's not what it used to be. How did we get here? Was it the CBA thing or just give me a general state of the union? It's now mega trades as now some of these stars change teams.
Yeah, it's partly the collective bargaining agreement, as you mentioned, which has basically installed a hard cap, which you see in the NFL, but hasn't really been the case in the NBA for a long time. There are always like ways to get around it. There are always ways to go slightly above the cap, and then you'd pay a little bit of luxury tax, but it wasn't a big deal. Now there's much more punitive measures, much more of a serious salary cap. And then secondly, the only team with like a ton of cap room this offseason is the Brooklyn Nets. And they're not in a position where they're going to attract star players. Now, obviously, they had that one summer where they got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, but it's not a summer where a bunch of players seem to want to go join the Brooklyn Nets. So I think those are the factors at play.
what kind of move should we expect from the Wizards? Is it something that we're going to see them make some moves in the offseason, or is this more something that at the deadline, maybe that's when you see some of the names with the bigger salaries that we're thinking about maybe moved and maybe looking for picks down the line?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always a possibility that they trade veteran players.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, they're rebuilding, so anyone who's on their roster that's a veteran, especially on a short-term contract, you know, there's somebody to watch when it comes to trades. But, you know, they have a lot of young players under contract now. They've got 8 first-round picks in the last 3 years because they've added 2 via trade, Dylan Jones and A.J. Johnson. So they've got a lot of young players that have roster spots accounted for, and they want to make sure that they give those guys playing time next season. So that's why I don't think they've been big players in free agency so far. Last year, you know, they signed Jonas Valanciunas. That was a bit of a surprise, but you saw what the long-term goal was there, get to the trade deadline, try to get some draft capital back for him. I don't think they're in quite the same position because of those roster spots. However, I still wonder if, you know, a center or at least somebody who could help with rebounding could be in the cards. I just don't know if it's going to happen on the first. It didn't happen on the first day of free agency or the second day. Maybe they'll take some time and see how the center market plays out.
Chase, I think Trey Johnson is scratching the surface, right? That dude can get buckets on anybody. Gets a shot off in all sorts of weird angles. It's catch and shoot. It's off the dribble. He can score. I know that. I think eventually, as he plays in the league with all the space and, you know, less zones and less clogged things around him, better teammates and the like, I think he can be a playmaker. I think he can be a, you know, a 4.5, 5+ assist guy running offenses through him. I think they got themselves a steal at number 6.
Yeah, that obviously is going to determine his long-term ceiling. You know, can he fill out the other areas of his game? Because you mentioned the shooting. I mean, he's legitimately one of the best shooters to come through the draft, I think, in the last 4 or 5 years. Pretty much no weakness as a three-point shooter. And he took a decent amount of shots in the mid-range, I think, because teams were just trying to take away the three-point shot. Didn't shoot a particularly great percentage in the mid-range, but becoming more of a three-level scorer, that will help him. And then the Wizards like have a you know, a pass-heavy offense. So I think as the shooters around him get better, he'll be able to generate some assists. And then defense is something that he and GM Will Dawkins have stated they want to see improvement from him. During the press conference on Saturday, somebody asked, hey, what do you want to improve when you get into the NBA? To Trey Johnson, he was at the podium, and Will Dawkins chimed in. He sort of interrupted him and said defense. So they made it very, very clear.
How much do you think we see Will Riley right away out of the gate?
I think we will see plenty of him early on. I think he's probably a little bit lower on the depth chart than most of their young guys, but there's still going to be an opportunity. And if it doesn't happen right off the bat, you know, maybe after the trade deadline, as we've seen, you know, they usually clear the way for their young guys to play a lot. But I think it starts in the summer league. You know, Keyshawn George had a very impressive summer league. He carried that over to the preseason. I thought we'd see Keyshawn George last year, who was the 24th overall pick. I thought we'd see him play a little bit in the G League, but he really acquitted himself nicely in those first two stops. So I think Will Riley's got the same opportunity, and he's got great size for his position. He's also got a great motor. He plays with a ton of energy. So I think that's naturally going to catch the eye of head coach Brian Keith and earn him some playing time as long as he can obviously produce as well.
Sort of just thinking about this in terms of playing time and when it happens, when it gets doled out, do you think they're going to play CJ McCollum a ton, right? Just at least early, maybe work the trade value there or have him, you know, keep him throughout the whole season as kind of a mentor. How's that going to work for a guy that's kind of in a different place than this org is?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, I have to note that the trade is unofficial and some of these things can change after the fact. You know, I've been pointing out that Chris Paul was briefly a Wizard, so we'll see.
That's
but
true,
assuming he's there for training camp. Yeah, I mean, he's an accomplished player. You know, he's been around a long time. Last year couldn't stay healthy, but shot well, scored the ball well. I mean, he had his biggest game, I think, in like 4 or 5 years against the Wizards at Capital One Arena. So he's still got it. It's just a matter of can he stay healthy. And that's another factor. You know, we saw last year with Malcolm Brogdon, I thought he was going to play a pretty important role in their offense because he was the one guy who could get into the paint consistently, and his body just didn't cooperate. So we'll have to see.
Chase, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you, buddy. There he goes. That is Chase Hughes, and that is how we built Way Blitz. I appreciate that, as always. So we've been doing this every day at 4:30, and we're going to continue to do it at 4:30. We're going to spin the wheel of the Local 53, whose name should change immediately, but it never will because they won too much.
Commanders.
And I got some news for you about tonight's Nats game. We'll give that to you on the other side as well. But we're going to spin the wheel and have you guys weigh in on a player of the day for the Local 53.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.